Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, we cover Eli Lilly's plan to submit its oral GLP-1 candidate for FDA priority review, the departure of senior FDA official George Tidmarsh, and growing global venture capital investment in biopharma innovation. Eli Lilly is preparing to submit its oral GLP-1 therapy, or orforglipron, for inclusion in the FDA's priority review program, which expedites evaluations of drugs addressing high unmet medical needs. The company believes its once-daily oral formulation could deliver comparable efficacy to injectable GLP-1 treatments while improving patient adherence and convenience. Analysts view the submission as a strategic move to extend Lilly's leadership in the obesity and diabetes markets, especially as demand for GLP-1 therapies continues to surge worldwide. If accepted, the review could shorten regulatory timelines and accelerate commercialization in a category that remains one of pharma's fastest-growing sectors. In regulatory developments, George Tidmarsh, a senior figure at the FDA, has announced his resignation after years of service in clinical and scientific leadership roles. His departure comes as the agency navigates heightened political pressure, expanding review workloads, and rapid advancements in AI-enabled research and digital health. Industry observers praise Tidmarsh for his contributions to advancing clinical trial oversight and patient safety frameworks. The FDA is expected to name an interim replacement in the coming weeks, as stability within senior leadership remains critical to maintaining continuity across key regulatory initiatives. And in financial news, global venture capital investment in the life sciences sector is gaining renewed momentum after a period of slowdown. Recent data show increased deal activity across early-stage biotechs, particularly in cell and gene therapy, RNA platforms, and AI-driven drug discovery. Analysts attribute the rebound to improving macroeconomic confidence and strong investor appetite for high-science innovation with clear translational potential. Strategic investors from Asia and the Gulf Cooperation Council region are also expanding their biopharma footprints, reflecting the sector's global diversification and ongoing capital resilience. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.